there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us, and that includes our families. And that's what we're going to ask the question today. It's kind of a little bit of a life skills exercise, but you'll see where we're going with it. It could really help, and it does weave into our Christianity, so that's a good thing. And we're going to need your help on this. When Jerry asks the question, we want you to fill the phone lines, because Rich Jesse is ready to answer your call. I'm Debbie Georgiani with Jerry Usher, and you are the key person, right, Jerry?
You are certainly the Take Two family, so we're going to count on you again for yet another enlightening and sometimes serious, maybe sometimes humorous conversation today, because the question for all of us to ponder and weigh in on is, what do you think your family members will be doing in 10 years? All right, have you ever thought about that? What do you think you'll be doing in 10 years? It's maybe impossible to know, but maybe you're planning a certain path for your own life. Maybe you see your siblings or your family members headed in a certain direction. So what do you think your family members will be doing in 10 years? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So think ahead 10 years when you imagine what it's going to look like for your family. Now, it could be your birth family, your extended family, your immediate family, you, your husband, the kids, you know, whatever you think it's going to look like in 10 years. Are you retired? Have some maybe passed on? Have some gotten sick? You know, if you see that coming down, you know, maybe you have a brother or sister who's really kind of not taking care of their body very well and kind of abusing things, and you say, oh, they're going to get sick someday. They're going to get sick. Or you see something happening like that. Where do you see your family in 10 years? Where will they be? What will it look like? So think out to 2031. I know that's hard to do. 2031. And what is your family going to look like? It's going to be very interesting. So follow with this. Follow with us on this path, and you'll see where we're going with it. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call in. You'll speak to Rich Jesse. He'll chat with you for a few minutes, put you on hold. You get to listen live, and you'll slip right into the discussion. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. So please, if you're listening, we have so many new listeners each and every time we broadcast live. So please call in. And we got a lot of new callers, Jerry. I think this year we had like the most new callers ever, or first time callers, I should say.
Quite a few of them. And if you've never called the program before, today might be your first day if this topic resonates with you. Again, it's 833-288-3986. Debbie, can this include one's own family, like their kids?
You know, yes. Their
themselves, their spouse, their kids?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's...
Or their birth family, or, you know, just people, even what their whole, you know, neighborhood, community, parish community is going to look like, because that's a family, right?
Yeah, sure, sure.
So, yeah. How about you? Have you thought about your family?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, I can definitely hear Duke.
Yeah, you can hear Duke.
Was he barking at a tree or something?
No, there's a dog being walked outside, so.
So he's upset?
He's not upset. He just thinks he weighs about 100 pounds more than he does.
He's a German Shepherd in the size of a little, like, 6-pound.
Right.
Little toy dog. He's so cute. But have you ever thought about your family? What is it going to look like? Where are they going to be? Where are they going to live? You know, I know some of your brothers move around.
Yeah. One of my brothers, the one next to me, Joe, he is retired Navy, made a career of that. And he has a beautiful family. The thought just came to my mind. I think his son and daughter-in-law have like 7 or 8 kids now. And so I was thinking in 10 years from now, they might have about 20 kids at the rate they're going. But John, my brother John, I think he'll be probably still working. Hopefully they'll own their own home by then. All of their 8 kids will be out of the house, certainly grown and out of the house. They'll probably have a ton of grandkids. They have 3 already, and their oldest son just I found out his wife is pregnant again. So, and then my baby brother Jim is a plumber. He's got his own plumbing business. So I think he'll be retired by then.
Okay. What about you?
Where 10 years from now. let me think about that for a minute.
Okay.
What about you?
I think Marty and I are going to work in some capacity probably till the day we die. just because I can get bored real easily, and I don't know if I'd make a really good full-time retired person. I don't know if I would. So something like a business or something, you know, I mean, I love ministry, so I think I'll be doing ministry till the day I die. I think that my birth family, I'm one of six. I think, unfortunately, there may be one or two that may pass, possibly, in 10 years.
Yeah, you're the youngest.
Because I'm the youngest, yeah, and they're much older than I am. So, but yeah, that could happen. I think there's going to be a couple more that'll retire. I think me personally, there'll be more grandbabies that are going to come along. And I see just kind of everybody kind of chilling out and kind of living a low maintenance, you know, life in the pre-senior years. Yeah, pretty mellow. I don't see anything, you know, crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, here's the question. Do you think we'll be doing the show in 10 years?
I would love to. I think it would be wonderful. Yeah, yeah, I would love to. And I found that Take Two, and maybe our listeners could weigh in on this. I think Take Two has gotten better and better and better because we listen to what the listeners want, and we have shaped it and morphed it and changed it to really incorporate a lot of different angles. And I think it's just getting better and better and better. What do you think?
I agree. And we invite you to prove Debbie right today by calling in and participating in this conversation. 833-288-3986. That's the number to join us, 833-288-3986. Hopes and dreams for your family's future. Where do you see members of your family being in 10 years? What about yourself? What do you think? Do you think we'll be doing Take Two? Will I be the Take Two family still 10 years from now? What do you think about that? 833-288-3986.
We're going to have a lot more gray hair, that's for sure. It'll be fun. I mean, that's what a family does. They journey together. So where do you think your family's going to be? Any type and anything that you describe as a family, where do you think it's going to be? What is it going to look like in 10 years? Think 2031, not 2021, 2031. Okay? And weigh in on this. We need your help. 833-288-3986. When we come back, Margaret is first up from Minnesota. And this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.
We're going to have an enlightening conversation today about where you feel you and your family or people that you know will be in 10 years, 2031, what they might be doing. Will they be retired? What about yourself? And even we're throwing in there, would you like to see Take Two with Jerry and Debbie still going in 10 years? We have no way of knowing, of course, but I think we have, I think we have a shot at it. We're coming up on six.
Yeah, 6 years. Does my connection sound better or no?
It does, yeah.
It does? Oh, yay. Yay. Okay, good. Thank you, Michael. Michael's right on top of things. He goes, Debbie, turn your stuff off, computer off, and turn it back on. Michael's mm-hmm. so smart, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That's why he's the producer.
I want to mention before we go to Margaret, just real quickly, Margaret, hang on just for a second, because EWTN Rosary, it's brought to you twice a day and has been for over 25 years. You can tune in every morning at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Mother Angelica leads the Rosary, and every evening at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for Father Benedict Groeschel leading the Rosary, only right here on many of these same EWTN radio stations.
Okay, so guys, we need your help. We need you to call in. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. And when you think about your family 10 years from now, when you think about your family, what does it look like? Your family, what do they look, where are they? What are they doing? What's happening? Have relationships gotten better? You think it's going to get worse? Something of that nature. We want to hear all angles of family looking ahead. Okay, if you were to think about, pray about, what do you pray about for your family, you know, going forward? I always pray that family members are healthy and they feel content and joy and stuff like that. Do you pray for that for your family? What does it look like? 833 888-298-3986. Please call in to be on the show. We might want to. Okay, so we have a suggestion. Our producer, again, he's so smart. He says, how about 10 years is maybe too long? How about just 5 years? Yeah, okay, sure. 5 years from now. How about a year from now? Just think ahead. What do you think is going to happen ahead with your family? Okay? If 10 years is too much, then just think a year, 5 years. That's a great idea, Michael. Thank you. 833-288-3986. Okay.
All right. As you promised, we're going to Minnesota, and Margaret joins us first, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, it's so nice to be here. I've listened to you guys often, and I'm a first-time caller, and yes, I'd love to hear you in 10 years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Margaret. And Margaret, let's just make sure for our listeners' sake, we did not pay you or ask you to call in. Is that correct?
No, this was totally the Holy Spirit, trust me.
Okay, cool. Cool.
My husband and I are retired, and we have kids that live in different states right now. But my daughter's getting married in October, and so we're very excited about the upcoming marriage and potential grandkids. But the thing that made me call in today is a conversion story, which happened yesterday. And I believe you had a show on yesterday about hearing good news, I think. Mm-hmm. So, this weekend, my 26-year-old son came to visit me for Mother's Day weekend, spent the night. And I hope I don't get teary. I hope I can get through this. Sorry.
Take your time, Margaret. It's beautiful. Take your time.
At the age of 15, he came to me and he told me he was an atheist. And he's 26 now. And at breakfast yesterday morning, he said, Mom, I never thought that I would tell you what I'm going to tell you. And I looked and he said, I believe in Jesus. He's a really good guy.
Hmm.
Well, we had a 3-hour conversation, and I have been putting him in my prayers. I've had angels intercede. I've done the holy water. I have done consecrations. I have done St. Monica. And he even told me, he said, I pictured me being 70 years old and possibly getting to this point, or maybe even on my deathbed, but never at age 26 would I picture it. And I'm telling you what I'm telling you right now. So, which leads into my 10-year hopes and dreams is that my daughter and a future family and him were all together sitting in the church pew receiving our Lord together, like in the old days.
Wow, Margaret, what praise God. That's the first thing I want to say, yes. is praise God that you had this experience, your son had this experience, and that he shared that with you. And the first thing I thought was, you're obviously getting a little bit emotional, which is understandable, because parents want nothing more than their kids to have a relationship with God and Jesus, right. Be in the church, and ultimately attain salvation. But I was thinking to myself, you've probably been storming heaven with prayer and with tears. And you know what? Those tears, I think, are as powerful as the prayers, because God, when we're crying, and those tears come from deep within our heart. Mm-hmm. They come out of our eyes, but they actually originate deep within our heart. Sure. So, Debbie, I can just imagine this whole time God has been hearing Margaret's prayers, looking at her tears, and God had this perfect plan, especially how beautiful on Mother's Day to get this mm-hmm. gift from her son.
Well, I do believe that. I actually personally believe, Margaret, that God not only sees and hears your tears, he collects all your tears, and then it's presented back to you for your faithfulness with this amazing gift. I was trying to picture myself, Margaret, as a mom sitting there with my son coming to me and saying he's coming back into the church, and I believe, in Jesus and everything like that. And I could feel my heart just bursting. I could only imagine what you felt like when your son said that, and he's so young still at 26. And so I'm curious. I really would like to ask you, for especially for all of us moms and dads out there that are waiting for their children to kind of realize how much Jesus loves them, was there something, you know, a one moment or a couple moments or experiences in his short life, he's only 26, that all of a sudden it made him realize? Did he have an aha moment? What did he share that with you, Margaret?
It was a 3-hour conversation, so I think I was overloaded. I told him, I said, I feel like I'm in Pentecost right now, that the Holy Spirit and Jesus is manifesting themselves in you right now, and it was overwhelming. But he mentioned things about watching me. He said, you know, Mom, you have a screensaver on your phone of Jesus. And when you asked me to help you put that on there, I thought, why would she want this? Mm. But he goes, look, there he is. He's a good guy. I see now. I see what you're saying. You know, he's a good guy. And he went through a whole conversion period starting back in the end of the summer, where he was reevaluating his life and what his vocation he wants to do and why things weren't working out the way he wanted them to. And I always told him, you receive the gifts, a confirmation from the Holy Spirit. I said, you're going to use them or lose them, and you got to start using them. Mm. And he started doing reading, self-evaluation of books, maybe that weren't Catholic, but they mentioned Jesus' name in these books. And he said, I read what these authors were saying, referring to Jesus being a good man and having these good virtues. And he thought, yes, he's just a good guy. He just wants to be with us, and he wants to do good for us. And why should I feel anything else towards him but goodness? So he took those words and those books, and he took things that he saw me. He went on and on about when he was a kid, and he said, I saw you, you know, make me breakfast, and you left your breakfast go cold for doing things for me. I see you with your screensaver. I see you. You got your statues. You pray. You talk about it. Like, he didn't understand, but he says, I see.
Right.
I saw, and it was his life experiences of figuring out, I don't know where I'm going in my life, and it just all came together. And the only thing that I can think that maybe pushed it to the point where it got yesterday was my church had Treasures of the Church exhibit, 160 relics that travel around the world, and they had a first class relic there. 160, but one was of Mary's veil. And during the talk, the father said, if you have a rosary or a miraculous medal or anything, you want to touch it to that. You do that. I didn't have anything but my miraculous medal, and I touched it to her veil on Tuesday.
Wow.
And I believe this medal also has a significance in his life when he was a teenager. And I put this necklace around his neck at one point in his life when things were really, really bad. And I told him, I said, when I die, I said, and you're going through my jewelry box, I said, you're getting this medal. Mm-hmm. This, the Blessed Mother, has protected you all these years and has brought you to this point, I believe.
Wow.
And we were both crying and embracing. It was very beautiful.
Well, okay, so couple things. First of all, what an incredible Mother's Day gift you received. That's amazing. I mean, you take all the flowers, the candy, the dinners, you can throw them all out the window. What you received from your son was the jackpot. That was amazing. So, God bless you that you had that wonderful gift. I put your whole family in the book, so you don't have to give me names. I just put Margaret's whole family, including your daughter's wedding that's coming up and everything. And so that your family continues their beautiful journey in the church together. And just keep this in the back of your mind. I don't know why, because it's when you said vocation. Did you pick up on it, Jerry? I just want you to make sure it down the road, if your son has any interest, or if he looks at the priesthood or ministry or something of that nature, there's just something that just came up deep inside of my spirit. I could feel it. So I don't know what that means, Margaret, but I would take it to prayer. But I just love everything that you shared, and I think it goes along with everything we've been saying on the show, that words are not really necessary. Just living out your faith with joy and conviction, it the kids and everybody around us, it's a Christian witness, right? Everybody around us sees it. And whether they reject it, absorb it, file it away somewhere, it's there. And that's evident that what happened with your beautiful faithfulness, Margaret. So thank you for being such a Christian witness, because it helped to bring your son back around. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, yeah, and what you're saying, Margaret, is he had his eyes on you, as our kids do, our youth do, people, our friends. At the risk of sounding like I'm quoting a song lyrics, every breath we take, every move we make is being scrutinized in some way or another. And the only other thing I would add is I actually had the same sense as Debbie about a possible maybe considering a priestly vocation. That's certainly up to God and your son, but he now has a story to tell his peers. He is in an age group right now which is going through so much confusion, and God is usually not a part of the equation. In fact, God is kind of pushed away, and all of our young adults are looking for something, looking for love in all the wrong places. Now your son, they will respect him because of where he's been. He's told God, I don't need you now. About 11 years ago, he has come back around. That is going to be powerfully persuasive, I believe, for his friends and peers that he shares that with.
I totally agree. Any final comments, Margaret?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I know he's not ready to be in a religion affiliation. He has some other steps he needs to take as far as rules of religion and church and that kind of thing. So, but this first step was just beautiful. And he said to me, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Because he knew it would mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a lot to celebrate. This homecoming of your son, the wedding coming up of your precious daughter. I mean, congratulations. You've got a lot of fun and exciting things to look forward to, Margaret.
Yes. And thank you too so much, because I always have in the back of my head things that you share about the guardian angels and invoking them and holy water and all your words. They do resonate in me, in my life, since listening to you. So thank you. Thank you both.
Praise God. Thank you. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Margaret. You can call anytime. We love your call.
Okay.
Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks. Oh, send us wedding pictures, please. I love weddings and births of babies, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take2@EWTN.com is our email address. Thank you again, Margaret. Leslie and Julie and the others, we're going to get to you folks in just a minute. We have some social media comments coming in, if I may, Debbie.
Sure.
We've got the Take Two family watching on EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook and YouTube channels. And Shannon, watching on YouTube, says, in 10 years, hopefully I'll still be running the race God has given me. Mm. And if not here on earth, may I be in a place to do good work for souls on earth.
Wow, that's a beautiful... Hi, Shannon, that is awesome. I'm going to wave to you, Shannon. That is great.
Dave says, in 10 years, I hope to be celebrating my oldest son's graduation from high school. I hope we are stronger in the faith, maybe retired, and will likely need a new roof on the house. So some practical things there for Dave as well. 833-288-3986. Where do you see yourself and or your family 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now?
Where do you see see yourself and your family in 10 years? That's what we're talking about today. And we are getting messages, text messages coming in from Margaret. Margaret, everybody is just tears of joy for you. Wow, what a great Mother's Day surprise and gift you received. Blessings to you, Margaret. That's from the Take Two family. Michael M. on YouTube says, in 10 years, I will be approaching 80 years of age. Not sure what side of the veil that I will be on. Timoteo says, my brothers and sister will be visiting me wherever I will be teaching in Arizona. I hope so, Tim. We are rooting for that. And Christina says, I hope all of my family will be going to church finally. Actually, I share that with you, Christina. I pray for that in my family as well. Okay, good deal. This is turning out to be a great exercise. And I think it's been a wonderful show so far.
Yeah, we got room on a line for you at 833-288-3986. We're just kind of taking a glance down the road a piece here, about 1 year from now, 5 years, 10 years, where you see yourself, your family. Please weigh in on this, 833-288-3986. As promised, Leslie is next, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network in Greenville, Texas.
Hi,
hello,
Leslie.
Hello, Leslie. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Take Two family.
Hey.
I've got one thing, oh, for sure, keep the show going. We need it 10 years from now, for sure.
Thank you, Leslie.
Number two, oh, you're welcome. I just want to preface my statement with one quick note. I grew up with a lot of osmosis of reading and knowing, reading about and knowing people who have escaped from communist countries and regimes that were totalitarian. And it has really shaped my life to learn about that at a young age. And I don't know what this country is really headed for, so I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I do think, honestly, especially now that through EWTN I've come to learn so much about the history of the world through the Catholic Church and the saints, I think we are headed for 10 years from now. We're going to need to make decisions for Christ, and that we will be put in more positions where we are going to have to choose for Christ in ways that maybe right now we're not having to deal with, and that we're going to see changes. I'm not saying it'll all be, I don't know what to expect, and I don't want to be negative. I just think that is a time of coming. So I always pray, and I do the rosary, of course, for my children and grandchildren, and even those of my age, that we are, you know, that we are with Christ in these future times.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this is a great call, Leslie. Thank you so much. And the first thing that came to my mind was that I think it's at a couple places in Scripture where Jesus prophesies that you will see families divided. You will see fathers against sons against fathers, daughters against mothers, and so forth. That is a very, very tragic prophecy, so to speak. I mean, it's already happened, actually, all throughout these millennia of history. But I think that there may be coming a time where it's going to be even more exacerbated. And you're right. We don't know where our nation is headed. We are definitely going to have to make decisions for Christ. I think even right now, what is going on, you look at everything in the world, and it's almost biblical in the proportions, and I think we're being awakened from a slumber right now, and I think it's going to be important, more important than ever, that as we sort of rub our eyes and get the sleep out of our spiritual eyes, that we look toward Christ and say, this is what I want. I want to choose Jesus Christ, because a lot of people are not going to. So we could be headed for very rough times. Debbie, what do you think?
I totally agree with what you're saying, Jerry and Leslie. I just wanted to say, I think, for me anyway, this is what I'm doing. I'm praying to be fully prepared to hopefully stay in the state of grace as much as I can, you know, given that I'm a sinful person, like, you know, we all have that condition, right? Okay. But I'm also praying for courage, because I think we have to get ready. We're about to enter into, I think, a great, I like, you know, some people say it's a fight. Some people say, I'd like to say it's an opportunity and a challenge. And I think the Christians, like the ones that died for the faith, the previous, you know, martyrs and everybody from 2000 years, I think we're being prepared to go to that level. possibly. And I think it's going to be rough. And I think we're going to see a lot of people that we love fall away. And that's going to be heartbreaking. And we're seeing it now, actually. So that's what I do, Leslie. I, for me personally, in my own spiritual life, I'm praying for courage. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, when Margaret, I guess it was, it called with her son, that's so encouraging. Every younger person, especially, well, any age, it never matters the age. But I'm thinking, I want our younger people to be ready. And so this son is going to be a great witness, I'm sure, to others as he matures and ages through these next 10 years. And I agree. And I think it's going to take courage. And also, I get a lot of courage, or I hope right now I do. But the stories of the saints and what they went through, the martyrs, the people who have sacrificed, these are all very helpful and help me have a perspective. Well, they did it. They lived. They kept their faith. They kept their humor or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm rambling. But yeah, I think it can be all right and we can navigate it. But I do think we need to be up to the challenge and we need to recognize that God is asking this of us and take it as a serious request. And that's what I pray so hard for my children and grandchildren, to take it seriously too and not wait as long as I did.
Right. Yeah, it's been on my heart. Debbie knows this. We've talked about it, Leslie. It's been on my heart for a good year or two now to go deeper in my relationship with God, that we all are called, being called to do that.
Yes.
You know, and one never wants to be presumptuous that we're in a good place, because we could fall very, very easily. But, you know, I've tried over the years to maintain a good spiritual life and prayer life. And I don't say this to brag. I say this simply because God is now saying, I think God is saying, there's still more. You know, there's still more that he is asking of me and asking of all of us. And I think to be ready for the very difficult times, we need to be making small sacrifices right now along the way. Mortifications, fasting, prayer. Because if we ever are called to give that, you know, ultimate supreme example of not denying Christ, even if it might cost us our lives, we'll only be ready for that if we have died to ourselves and taken up our cross and followed him daily along the way. So I think this has been a fantastic call, Leslie. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, thank you. No, but thank you for that comment and that insight about the small mortifications. Thank you both, and thank all of your callers 100% every day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Where is Greenville? Is it, what's the next city close to, you know, are you near Dallas, Houston, San Antonio?
Yes, we're about 80 miles east of Greenville, going up north a little bit.
Okay, beautiful. Are you getting good weather?
80 miles east of Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Dallas head east about 80 miles on 30.
Okay, are you having good weather or no more of those? Because didn't you guys have tornadoes or something?
I guess some people did, but we're good right now.
Good, good. Okay. Okay, good deal. Well, stay safe. Leslie, call us again, will you?
Thank you. God bless everybody.
God bless you, Leslie. Thanks for the call. Wow, great participation on the show today, and there is availability of a phone line for you, Take Two family members, right now. It is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. None of us can know for sure what's coming down the line, where we'll be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. You know, my sister, actually, Debbie, if this actually would fit better in tomorrow's show. We're going to ask tomorrow, you know, are you saving up for someday, or did you save up for a someday that never came because you couldn't, you know, afford to, say, retire or, you know, live a better life or what have you. But I think about my sister, she and her husband were planning, they were going to retire. They have a home in a part of California that they have rented right now, but I think they were going to retire and move there. And, you know, they wouldn't be wallflowers. They wouldn't just be sitting around all day. They had plenty of, you know, dreams and goals and desires. But, you know, then what happens? You know, my sister gets sick and dies in 3 months, you know. So, yeah, we have to just, we have to take very seriously, you know, what and that anything might come. Got to be ready for anything into the future.
That's very true. And make the most of each day, you know, especially with our relationship with God. And the other thing, too, getting back to Leslie's call, which I thought was so wonderful, you know, talking about this idea of getting ready and prepared and, you know, praying for courage and the strength to endure whatever comes our way so that we do have the right answers when we are asked or the right responses. I think too that when you cultivate a relationship with your guardian angel and you really get closer and closer, that's how a lot of the saints, they were able to get through some of the more difficult phases of their journey because they were very, very close to their guardian angels, and their guardian angels were there as their soul guards, as their bodyguards to illuminate their minds and strengthen their will and to guard them and guide them in all their ways. And so that's huge, folks. I would definitely recommend getting a few books on angels, maybe Joan Carol Cruz's book, Angels and Devils. I would get that book. It's excellent. The late Joan Carol Cruz did a phenomenal job on all of the things that she felt passionate about that she contributed to these wonderful books. And these books are thick. They have a lot of material to them. And I'll tell you, I often think about her and I pray that she is getting her heavenly rewards, because her books on Eucharistic miracles and Angels and Devils they're my favorite books. I think everybody should own them. Everybody. Yeah. And I think you can get them on EWTNRC.com. As a matter of fact, go to EWTNRC and shop around, because the shipping at a certain price and the free shipping and all that stuff, there's so many great deals and specials they run. I check it out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even we got a reminder in Mass this morning of never having a complete certainty about what the future might hold. We can plan, and we should plan, and we should plan for, you know, beautiful things and happy things in our lives. But, you know, Paul and Silas are imprisoned after being severely beaten. And, you know, I can just picture them, you know, once they were put into that prison cell and their legs shackled and everything. What is somebody supposed to think at that time, Debbie? It'd be an interesting study just to pray and meditate on what they were thinking about. We know from the scriptures that they were rejoicing and they were singing hymns, and then of course that's when the earthquake happened, and the guard was about to commit suicide, thinking all the prisoners were gone, So one thing we can be sure of is, you know, with in a relationship with God, it's always an interesting ride, if I can put it that way.
Well, and that's an interesting, because you're talking about from Acts, the readings for today, and that is so important to realize how God in his power and magnificence comes and just, you know, shakes everything up, right? And then what happens? There's the element of awe and, you know, wonder and wondering, you know, wow, the mightiness of God, and he comes in so strong, and then the conversions happen. It's really interesting. It's a awakening that is needed, and do we need it now. Anyway, you want to get to Julie or you want to go to Facebook?
Well, what I was going to do is tell people about Holy Mass radio. On most of these same EWTN stations, Holy Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel is every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and every 2 hours on EWTN Radio Essentials. Today's reading is the Gospel, is John 16:5-11. The reading I referenced was from Acts. And the celebrant is Father Paschal Mary. So join us as he discusses, no matter how far along we think we've come, there is always room for conviction and to live for God. Mm-hmm. Sound familiar? Yep. That's on most of these same stations. EWTN's Holy Mass at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, weekday mornings.
Awesome. EWTN has you covered with Mass and devotionals. It's amazing. Julie, driving through Kansas, Sirius XM 130. I hope we're on Bluetooth. Hi, Julie.
You are on Bluetooth. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let you know how much that last caller talking about courage just really spoke to my heart. I've been trying to kind of figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. We just retired, and my husband's health isn't very good, so, you know, we decided to retire early instead of later so that we could enjoy our time and working so hard. And I've just been, I don't know, I've just been like, okay, Lord, where do I belong? What do you want me to do? And you were asking this question about 10 years about what you want your life to look like, or your family, where you want them to be. And I think I just need the courage to just say, I'm going to be Catholic. I'm going to be Catholic with a capital C. I already believe in everything the church, teaches. And I just, I'm tired of sitting in the pews next to people who don't believe in the church, And I need to have the courage to speak up and say, this is, the church believes in this for a reason.
Right. Well, Julie, I think that's awesome. When we get that realization that we want to be authentically, fully Catholic, right? And it doesn't mean we're going to go out there and, hit everybody over the head with catechisms and Bibles. It means we're going to live out our faith and all the way till we take our last breath. There is such a beautiful freedom in that. And it gives you this interior strength that allows you to build and build and build with that courage. It's incredible. Oftentimes I say to folks, when in religious education, when people would come into the office and they would say, I don't know how I really feel about the Catholic Church. When you're in that kind of state of not really sure, it's kind of a gray area, right? That is a place where you really feel like the ground beneath you is shifting all the time. You don't feel stable. You don't feel steady. It's all over the place. Things are happening. You're not sure how to deal with things. But when people really all of a sudden dive in to the deep end of the pool, it's an amazing, refreshing thing because it just goes all around you and it becomes every breath you take. And that's what St. Therese of Lisieux, that's what she used to talk about all the time. That's what many of the saints did. So, Julie, I say, kudos to you that you have this, you had this epiphany, if you will, and this aha moment of saying, I'm going to be Catholic with capital C, and I'm going to live it out to the fullest. And I think that is beautiful. And if you add, that you have joy coming radiating from you, because I've always said to people who are Catholic, we should be acting like we won the spiritual jackpot. Okay. And if you have that joy radiating, it's going to bring more and more people to know Christ in a very intimate way. And Julie, that's what you want. You want to get to heaven and you want to bring as many souls as possible. So amen to you, Julie. I said, keep going. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, all I could do is echo everything that you said. I just sent a note over to Debbie. We kind of determined who's going to go first on some of the calls, and I just said, this is much better than I would have come up with. That was absolutely beautiful, Debbie. And I'd be curious, Julie, your thoughts on what Debbie shared.
I absolutely agree with her. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and we're so liberal there that I can't even go to a Bible study in my own church because all they want to do is talk about how the church should change. And I'm the one who's sitting there going, well, wait a minute, I'm Catholic, that's why I'm here. And so I just need to have that courage to, instead of not go to the Bible study, but just speak up. And, not hit them over the head, but love them. Just, give them that love and joy, just like you were talking about. And you guys are just speaking to my soul today.
Well, thank you, Julie. I'm originally from the Pacific Northwest as well. Born in Seattle, grew up in Washington, lived many, many years in Portland. So many beautiful souls, fervent, vibrant souls for Christ. And yet, like you said, it is certainly culturally very liberal, but you also see that, unfortunately, in the church sometimes. And so I can sympathize with what you experienced going to that Bible study. And I just say, good for you. Maintain that conviction that you have. I'm sure Debbie would join me in saying to all people, if you're going to go to a Bible study, a faith formation class, anything like that, make sure you have your Bible, your catechism, your cross-referencing everything, and making sure it's, like Debbie says, authentic. Catholic, genuine Catholic, because that's the heart and soul of who we are as Catholic Christians. So anything else, Julie, you wanted to add?
No, I just think that we all need to pray for our church as we start to go down this road of whether we have schisms in the church or not, and we need God to be with all of us and with Mother Church.
Amen.
Amen. We agree, Julie. Safe driving, okay? Go. You have your guardian angel with you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Take care, Julie. Call us again. Okay. Real quickly, Marina says on Facebook, hi, Marina, says praying that my niece will be graduated from med school. Oh, how exciting. And my nephew will be entering law school in 5 years. Marina, that is awesome things to look forward to. I'm waving again to Valerie and Jennifer, too. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, yeah. Did you read Jennifer?
I left it for Valerie.
Valerie. Okay, Valerie, looking ahead down the road, says she's retiring after 36 years of teaching in public schools. Wow. Way to go, Valerie. Thank you for forming the young minds and hearts of our children. Jennifer, in 10 years, I hope my son will stay faithful in his love for Jesus and Mary, but with the temptations of the world, I pray he holds on tight to Jesus and Mary. Mm. And we will pray for that too, Jennifer.
Absolutely, Jennifer. And thank you again, Valerie, for your service teaching in the public school system. I loved my son's public school teachers. They were amazing. I'm still friends with three of them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they go to my parish. They go to the same parish.
Okay. Yeah, well, that helps.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, my oldest son's kindergarten teacher goes to the same parish, and it's so cute. Every time I see her, I'm like, boy, she hasn't aged a bit in 25 years. Anyway, so we going to Vicky?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, well, I think Rich is still talking to Vicky.
Nope, Vicky is ready to go.
Oh, Vicky's on. Okay, I didn't see. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Rich. You're doing a great job. Vicky in Dallas, Texas, Guadalupe Radio Network is the way you're listening. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. I'm so glad to listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you.
At least every day I can.
Yeah, right.
You have a real gift. I love your program.
Thank you.
I'm going to say in 10 years, because of the pandemic, my children have developed a love for farming, you know, animals and having life, plants and animals. I think in 10 years I would love to have a farm, and some of my children, you know, live in the farm and be raising their families. So I would like to have grandchildren and lots of life things, including, you know, my family. And it would be a nice feeling to have nature and family together.
Beautiful. Those are beautiful goals and dreams and really intentions, Vicky. It sounds like you've thought this out quite a bit. And what beautiful things to hope and pray for. I mean, God would look at prayers and intentions like that, I think, very, very favorably. We're going to hope that he does anyway, that you have more married children, grandchildren, the idea of a farm. Kids just love farm animals and being on farms and being in the great outdoors and using their hands. And so what a great picture she's painting here for, God willing, for her future, Debbie.
I love this, Vicky. Yes, I totally agree. May I just ask, what kind of farm would it be? Would it like be a functional farm? Like, would you have all different, like chickens and pigs, and what will you have? Everything?
Well, right now we have ducks because where we live, we have a lake in the back. So I have one child that's taken interest in raising ducks. Mm-hmm. And I have another couple of children that are interested in raising chickens and maybe horses and cows. I don't think pigs, but I don't know that, you know.
They're very smart.
We'll find out. But
yeah, they're very smart, Vicky.
Definitely goats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And quails. I know that quails are in the list. And a lot of the kids are taking interest buying a piece of land where we could all build or, you know, moving mobile homes. We don't know what God is going to do with us, but it's in our hearts, and it's in the hearts of a lot of my children. We have 9 children, 1 married and 1 grandbaby.
Wow.
But in 10 years, I hope to have many more grandbabies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of life around us. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I just have to tell you real quickly, I love ducks. I used to do a teaching about ducks. I'm sure that you can relate to this, Vicky, because having all the ducks, you know, ducks are so smooth. They just glide along the water, but underneath the water, they're pedaling as fast as they can go. And there's a whole teaching on that you can do. It's amazing. I love how ducks swim, Vicky. Have you ever, isn't it incredible?
It is. One night, my daughter was expecting them to come home every night, and one night they spent all night out on the water. So,
Wow,
they're amazing. They like just floating. I don't know if they sleep in the water or what, but they didn't come to us. So, we're making sure to bring them in every night now.
Right, wow. Right.
I love it.
Well, Vicki, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I'm glad we got you on the program. Thanks for your listenership to Guadalupe Radio Network. And please do call this program again anytime. We appreciate hearing from you. No more time for any. Do we have any other social media? I know we don't have time
for
any calls.
We got it to everybody. And we got emails coming in and text messages, but we're reading everything, guys. We're doing good about reading. Jerry and I still know how to read. We just don't know how to hit the reply button.
Well, again, I kind of plugged tomorrow's show a little bit ago. It does sort of dovetail off of this show, if I can put it that way. Tomorrow, are you working hard for, quote, someday? You know, a lot of people talk about enjoying life as they get older in their retirement years. Sometimes that doesn't work out. You know, sometimes people work too long. Physical things happen. A lot of things can happen, Debbie. So This should be a good conversation tomorrow.
Absolutely. So be thinking about that and then call in tomorrow. Okay, so we just want to say again, we love the Take Two family. You guys are awesome. Thank you for making this show so incredible for almost 6 years. And until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. In the year of St. Joseph, please pray for us.